Flamer, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Big day for Hockey Canada, as always. Raises lots of questions when the list comes out.
Yeah, for sure. I guess only two local guys, Brandon Hickey out of Leduc, excellent defenseman who plays at Boston University, and then John Quenneville, who's currently playing for Brandon in the WHL. And then the only other Alberta guys are Nick Merkley and Braden Point. So I guess let's start with the local ones, Hickey and Quenneville. Where do you rank their chances to make the final roster?
It's not a very big camp. There's not that many cuts to be made, so both of those guys are right in the mix. But I think Hickey has a better chance of making the team than Quenneville, in my opinion. But that by no means is to say that Hickey is a lock by any means. I think it's with the news of Jake Walman getting the invite after being ruled ineligible to play for the U.S., suddenly he's available for Canada, and I think he probably slots in ahead of Hickey. So getting one college guy, I'd be surprised if there's two, but both deserve to be there for sure, in my opinion.
Why was Walman deemed ineligible?
Well, he's a dual citizen, so he has the option to accept an invite in the summer to either camp, and both Hockey Canada and USA Hockey invited him to their summer World Junior camp. He chose the Americans, but it's been now determined by the IIHF that he hasn't played in the States long enough. You have to play two full seasons, and he's currently in his second season. So he's being deemed ineligible to play for USA Hockey, which was disappointing news for him, because I'm sure that's where he had his heart set after making that decision in the summer. But good on Hockey Canada for still leaving that door open for him, and so he gets the invite there.
Now, if he makes the team, does that mean he's ineligible to play for the U.S. at any future like World Championships or Olympics or anything?
It certainly does. Yep.
That's what I thought.
As soon as you play for one nation at a IIHF sanctioned event, that's your country from then on.
Okay. The biggest outcry that I saw, anyway, came from people wondering about goaltender Mason McDonald, who plays in Charlottetown. You look at his goals against and his save percentage. It's far from spectacular for a goalie. I understand in the Q, save percentage is a little bit lower than the other two leagues. I haven't watched Mason McDonald play one game this year, Guy. Why did he get the call, and did it surprise you?
It didn't surprise me at all. I think he's actually the starter, and it's much like Zach Fucali was in his year, where his numbers were awful compared to some of the Oil King goaltenders, both of them. In fact, Jari and Laurent Brossoit, both of them had better numbers, and Eric Comrie ended up being the backup that year. But he's been deemed the guy at this age group for Hockey Canada for a couple of years. He was their goaltender at the U18s his year and at the Ivan Hlinka, and he just seems to have been anointed that guy for the last couple of seasons. So not a surprise at all. Whether he'll hold on to that starting job or not, that will be interesting to see, because Mackenzie Blackwood of the Barrie Colts, a very, very good goaltender, probably the best of his age. Now, he's a year younger than Mason McDonald, so it's a bit of a tier that way. So I think it's McDonald's job to lose, but Mackenzie Blackwood very well could win it.
Well, he could win it. Mason McDonald's an interesting one. Now, Braden Point, of course, many people expected him to be one of their leaders and probably still will. He's banged up and has missed the last six games for the Moose Jaw Warriors. But, man, there's a lot of Western League talent. Matthew Barzell, I just watched that game, Seattle, the other day. He scored an electrifying goal late in the game to tie it before his team lost it in overtime. Rourke Sharche, of course, is a high-end offensive guy. Jace Horlick, who's finally getting back after, he's been injured as well. You know, some of the best guys in the West have been a little bit banged up. Do you think that's a concern at all for the decision makers?
Maybe a little bit, but they should all be good to go here for the camp, including Braden Point. I'm told he should be back this weekend, or could be back playing again this weekend. Mitch Stevens actually plays for the Saginaw Spirit. He's missed, he's only played seven games this year and hasn't come back yet. I think he's just about to return as well. So they have a number of guys, as you mentioned, who missed a bunch of time this year because of injury. But, you go to Jace Horlick. I think he's a real question mark for me. I like what he brings in the term of his edge and his tenacity, and he's a guy who can get the other team off their game. But he's one of those guys who dances on the line of discipline and undiscipline, and that can cost Canada at the wrong time. And I think his discipline, or his lack thereof, might keep him off my team if I was picking.
Is there anybody then that's a surprise for you or on this list, or who would you deem as long shots right now who have to play great at the camp to make the team?
I guess the biggest surprise for me of players not at the camp would be Jake DeBrusk, just because, and again, this maybe it's because he missed so much time. He missed 3 weeks, but then I point out Mitch Stevens, who's played even less than DeBrusk, and DeBrusk has put up some really nice numbers this year and had a 40-goal season last year. So that one to me is a bit of a surprise. As for the guys who are at the camp, I think Jake Trickerin, actually, as a draft-eligible player this year, I think the defense is pretty deep. I think it's a long shot for him to make the team, but he's big and strong, and that might be something that they're looking forward to, is more of a defense-first guy, and that might be the role he plays.
Chikrin doesn't really bring you the Aaron Ekblad skating as far as offensive, does he?
No, I don't think he's quite that good of a skater, but he's not a bad skater. I haven't been told that at all. But I don't think he's quite at where Aaron Ekblad was, where that was deemed to be a real strength for him.
It's always a fun one to say snubs. Which players do you feel were the ones most overlooked to not get an invite?
Well, Jake DeBrusk that I mentioned, I think he was the biggest one for me. And I would have liked to have seen three goaltenders invited to the camp. They did it in the summer, but this is the third year in a row where they've just named their two goaltenders, basically, and no competition at the December camp. And I would have liked to have seen three, and I would have taken Aiden Hill from the Portland Winterhawks, who's had a very good season this year. And just in case, Mason McDonald flounders. And, in the preseason or in the pre-tournament games, rather, I would like to have seen a third guy there. And especially because some of those games will be in Finland as warm-ups. If there's an injury, and knock on wood, nobody gets hurt, then you've suddenly got to parachute somebody in on an emergency basis. I'd rather have the goaltender there already.
And it's rare that draft-eligible guys make the team, but Julian Gauthier's got the late birthday, so there's a lot of other 97s, Marner, Konechny, Merkley, all those guys. When you look at the two forwards who are 216 draft-eligible, Dubois and Gauthier, which one do you think has a better shot?
I put them both on my team, to be honest with you. Gauthier is big and strong and has put up really good numbers this year. Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to be on the show tonight, as a matter of fact. 43 points in 30 games this year, including 19 goals. And he's big and fast, and I think both of them have a very, very good chance of making this team. The people I've spoken with have raved about both of these guys. I think they're both first-round picks, both of them maybe in the top 15 this year. Lots of talent with both of those guys. I think they have a pretty good shot of making the team.
Gee, always good to catch up with you. What's coming up tonight in the Pipeline Show?
It's our big 750th show tonight, Jason. So we're celebrating a bit. We're going to speak with Ryan Jankowski from Hockey Canada. Talk to him about the list. Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News is going to join us. We'll pick that list apart. We're also going to speak with Guy Gadowski, the head coach from from Penn State. Weird legislation that the Big Ten conference is trying to put through that would limit incoming freshmen to being no older than 20 years old. So interesting to get his take on that as a guy who had coached in other conferences and had certainly used 21-year-old freshmen. So we'll get his take on that. And as I mentioned, Pierre-Luc Dubois from the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles will join us in our 2016 Draft Spotlight segment. And Tuesdays, we always have Inside the AJHL as well. So big show tonight.
Guy, we'll be tuning in. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys. See you later.